Maddox Jamieson ran a hand through his too long hair and looked out onto the land that had for so long called to his family and back. The tall trees weren't redwoods, but damn close, because they seemingly touched the clouds, reaching for something that he didn't even know if he needed. He looked over his shoulder at the sound of the party he was late to, but ignored it. They'd just have to wait a bit longer. The cool October air tickled the back of his neck, sending shivers down his body. Though those shivers didn't just come from nature. No, the power he held as the Omega of the Redwood Pack drained, then filled him with more emotions than he should have been able to take. Being the Omega was his job, his destiny. He could feel every emotion from his pack, every need, want, desire, and heartache. It was up to him to block it all out, or take it in and try to help. One day, he'd take a break from it, though. Step away from the pack and the den, if only for a moment, if only to breathe. He held back a laugh. No, that wouldn't be any time soon. Not in a time of war and strife. In a time of loss and new life within his own family. He was Maddox. He'd stay where he needed to be. Alone, but surrounded. He was so freaking tired, and he really didn't know why. Thoughts of dark eyes and an even darker past flashed through his mind, and he closed his eyes. Oh yeah, that's why he was so tired.
Mad?
Kaylin, his baby sister, called as she came up to stand beside him. Maddox looked down at her striking beauty, her black-blue hair, and stunning Jamieson green eyes. Even though she was only in her 20s, he knew he'd have to start fighting off potential mates soon. No way was he going to let his little sister get hurt.
What is it, Kay?
He asked as he wrapped his arm around her shoulders. Unlike the rest of his family, he wasn't that comfortable with touching others. He'd held Bay when she needed him after the birth of her son, but he didn't like hugging anyone else, except his sister. And maybe her. No, never her.
Why are you out here standing all alone?
She asked. She leaned into his hold. Loneliness, a common emotion with her, leached off her and seeped into his chaotic hold on his own emotions. He shrugged, not really knowing the answer. He'd always preferred to be alone, especially these days. The feelings that came from being the Omega fell on his shoulders with a heavy, still silence that never went away. Kaylin scoffed, and he was pretty sure he could feel her rolling her eyes. She wasn't very subtle.
You need to stop moping, brother mine.
I'm not moping, he countered.
Oh, shut up. You've been moping since you know who came you know where.
Oh my, however shall I figure out that code of yours? He teased, not liking that she saw right through him.